This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCue, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. There are so many communities in South Africa that are banding together to make a collective difference together. We've seen them, tidy towns down in the South Coast. We've got Bedford View, which is, I think, is Better Bedford View. And a couple of weeks ago, I got called into a meeting where a group of Joburgers in the Fourways area were planning to do exactly the same. Change one thing to change everything. Start to clean up the communities with small acts of kindness and then slowly, hopefully, let that permeate into a bigger idea that the whole of Johannesburg, Fourways, the communities can get involved in to start to take back what is ours and look after the communities we live in. I've got Susan Harwood and Rafi Garnicelli that have joined me from Better Fourways, a new organization that is making waves in Johannesburg and really creating a difference. Ladies, welcome to the Good Things Guy podcast.
Hi, Brent. Thanks for having us. Hi, Brent. Lovely to have this chat.
Absolutely. I I'm seeing you all over social media. Obviously, I was at that first meeting where it was just an idea to start to make a change within the area where you live. But now it seems to be getting bigger. Can you perhaps tell all the listeners about the journey of Better Fourways from its inception to where it stands today?
Yes, Brent. So, you know, the idea materialized last year around October. I got back from overseas and was just horrified at the state of Fourways as I drove down Winnie Mandela Drive. And just meeting with, at the dinner party, meeting up with business friends. And, you know, the narrative was always moan, moan, groan, rates and taxes going nowhere. And I just got tired of listening to that. And I said to the guys, well, if we get something together and I drive it, because I've got the time, I'm retired, would you be willing to support what I put together? And the answer was yes, please do. We all want to do something, but we don't have the time, we don't have the energy, we don't have the skills, whatever it is. But if someone else is doing it, we will very happily support you. So that's what we did. We met up with the crowd that ran the Better Bedford View initiative and very happy with what they had going. So we kind of copy-pasted what they did, and they were very happy to have us come on board using their logo and a lot of their ideas. And so now it is now got to the point where we've got substantial sponsors on board, but we do need more, because remember, every 10 rand that comes into the kitty is 10 rand we can spend on the betterment of Fourways.
Exactly. I mean, that's money in, money out, and that's where we're going. We want to make the difference and really take back what is ours, our community, and look after it. Tell me, what are some of the things, the positive impacts that Better Fourways has already made in the weeks and months that it's been alive?
Well, Brent, I think you've probably seen on our website and our I Love Fourways page that we've been busy taking teams into the area, and they've been picking up litter, they've been cutting grass, they've been removing the silt from the storm water drains. And basically, we've asked the question, have you noticed that there's a big difference in Fourways? And a lot of people are very, very positively responding. And they're just saying it's such a pleasure to see somebody's actually doing something positive to clean up the community. Obviously, it impacts the homeowners because, and the businesses within the Fourways area, because, you know, people will want to, it'll draw more people to come and open businesses in the community if it's looking good and they're feeling safe and if it's looking clean. And it'll enhance property prices greatly for people who are living in the area and for businesses as well. It's just a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And it takes me back to many years ago when the mayor of New York came up with the broken window theory, where he said, if you take a derelict building and you start to just look after a piece of it, just a lick of paint, just fix that window, mow that lawn, other tenants within the area will start to do the same. And I believe that that is absolutely true. When one part of the community starts to look after just one small section of the community, other homes might do the same as well for around their area as well, right?
Absolutely. And further along the line, you know, it's our great wish that people, after they see the improvements in better four ways, if all the other areas around us start embracing the same attitude and the same initiatives, like we could have a better Loanhill, better Randburg, better Bryanston. And if this catches on, it'll, I mean, eventually it'll be the whole of Gauteng. I mean, that would be an absolute dream. But yeah, can you imagine if it catches on like that? It is, as you say, it's very contagious once people start noticing positive differences.
Rafi, I have to ask you. So, the video that you put out, I think a week or two ago, there were very powerful words that you used. I think you said, no, you actually said, no one is coming to save us.
Yes, yes. So, Brett, absolutely. I mean, we all know, you know, everyone's moaning and groaning, their rates and taxes are going up, electricity is going up, everything's going up, but we're not actually getting value for money. But at the end of the day, we've got to realize that if we want to fix what is in our immediate suburb, we're going to have to do it ourselves. Because if we are going to wait, I'm afraid the ship has sailed and has probably sunk. So we have to redeem ourselves. And if you want to stay and hang around and be positive about South Africa, this is the message I think that we need to get out there, that we're going to have to, the little people are going to have to do it for themselves. And we can, because you know what? There's power in numbers. So that's my message to everyone in four ways, is if every little person does a little bit, we can definitely restore this suburb to what it was.
I love what both you and Sue said about catching fire. If we can plant the seed correctly, and different communities, different neighbors, just sort of take up this idea of doing it for ourselves. Imagine what Johannesburg, Gauteng, South Africa could look like. It could be absolutely phenomenal, incredible, and the thing that we've been working towards as a country. Maybe to get people excited to get involved, can you highlight some upcoming projects or initiatives that Better Four Ways is currently working on?
So we're wanting to clean up the Witkoppen Bridge. You know, it is full of graffiti and it's just in a real sad, sorry state. And it is the gateway to Four Ways, because that's where the Four Ways Mall is, Four Ways Crossing. You know, anyone who's anyone will drive past that area at least once a day. So we want to paint up that bridge, and we're looking at getting some young upcoming artists to possibly paint a mural on there. So that's one of the projects. The other project is to look at the Witkoppen Clinic and Witkoppen School, because that's also, you know, quite a drawing card in four ways. And just to lead the beautification of that area, you know, when patients come, they sit for hours in a queue, there's nowhere to sit, there's no tree, there's just nothing pleasant about that whole area. So we're looking at wanting to plant an indigenous garden outside there, and also for the kids of the Witkoppen School. You know, to put proper benches for them to sit on, to put dustbins there, to have trees planted, to make a beautiful environment for when you do come to school or you do come to the clinic. It's a positive experience as opposed to being a dreadful experience.
I love that. And it's these small, it's not a small change. Those are big changes that are going to make a big difference in the citizens of Four Ways lives. I think that Witkoppen Bridge is a great idea. I hope you're going to send me all the details so I can be there. I'm not a graffiti artist, but I can certainly help paint something. I can be there, help clean up as well. This is my home too, and I want to get involved. If other listeners want to support the mission and vision of Better Four Ways, if they want to get involved, if they want to volunteer, if they want to give you money so you can continue doing what you're doing, how do they find you?
Well, they're very easy. You go onto our website, www.betterfourways.org.za, or you can follow us on Facebook. We do regular postings and updates as to what we're all about, what we're busy doing. And of course, we have the link button to donate, because it's all about getting money into the account. So we ask that businesses and homeowners likewise donate, because without your money, this initiative is going nowhere. And we don't want to have enough money for 1 month. We want this to carry on. So we need continuity. So if you are going to contribute, please, please, please contribute for at least 12 months, because we need at least 3 to 4 months for this initiative to take ground. But without the money, we can't do that.
We're not asking people to contribute a great deal of money, so it's very doable. It equates to 130 rand per household on a monthly basis, and about that, well, 1,000 rand at least from businesses per month. So it's really generally affordable, and it's a small ask for a big, big, mammoth task.
Absolutely, 130 rand per household or 1,000 rand per business. And let me tell you, listeners, I at Good Things Guy, as a team at Good Things Guy, we have written numerous articles about tidy towns down in KZN and about Better Bedford View that are really making a difference in their community. The community's cleaner, safer, businesses are attracting more space for businesses to come into. It is a game changer. There is no one coming to save us. We got to do it for ourselves. I can only imagine what South Africa would look like if every single citizen put up their hand to become a little bit more active within their communities. And yes, hopefully this catches fire. Hopefully we have a better everywhere in our country and we do it for ourselves. Susan, Rafi, thank you so much for joining the Good Things Guy podcast today. It's been absolutely wonderful speaking to you. And I really am looking forward to cleaning the bridge with you.
Okay, Brent, that's a dare.
That
That's
sounds
a dare.
wonderful. And thank you so much for helping us to spread awareness and for all your support since the get-go. We really
Absolutely.
appreciate it.
Absolutely. And it's an absolute honor. And I look forward to seeing your initiative grow. Thank you so much for being on the show. To all of the listeners, as I always say every week, wishing you only good things. That's it. Wishing you only good things. And for more good things, visit www.goodthingsguy.com. Okay? Love you. Bye.